Now, up to 80,000 extra construction workers could be needed in Ireland to address infrastructural deficits, mainly to build new housing and to retrofit existing homes. According to the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, the country has significant infrastructural deficits in four key areas: health, transport, housing and electricity, with housing and planning the big challenges. To tell us more, I'm joined here in studio by Niall Conroy, Senior Economist with the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. You're very welcome, Niall.
Good morning.
Will you put some flesh on the bones for us on these key infrastructural deficits that you're talking about, that you say are holding the country back?
Yeah, so I suppose it's not altogether surprising that Ireland has some infrastructural deficits. So we're comparing Ireland to other high-income European countries, but Ireland hasn't always been a high-income country. So it inevitably has some catch-up to do on those other countries. So there has been some progress made. So about 30 years ago, Ireland would have been about 50% below the infrastructure that you would see in other high-income European countries. And then we've closed some of that gap, and that gap is now about 25%. So we have made some progress, but there's still lots of areas where we can do more.
And talk to me about those areas, because you're listing them as, you know, areas like health, areas like transport and housing. I think everybody is well aware, and areas like power supply. What are we not doing?
So partially this is a story of catch-up. Like in housing, there's a particular issue there in that, you know, after the last financial crisis, house building essentially stopped, construction halted completely, lots of the firms went bust, lots of the workers emigrated, so a lot of the capacity was lost in the system. So it's a case of trying to build that back up now, because we have an increasing population and we have lots of pent-up demand for housing in Ireland.
Is that the biggie?
That's probably the most labour-intensive and probably the hardest to address quickly.
And tell me this, you say up to 80,000 workers would be needed to address these deficits, to retrofit and to build the homes. And yet, if we had greater productivity, you could reduce that number to 20,000, which begs the question, what are our construction workers not doing that they should be doing?
Yeah, so this obviously isn't any fault of the construction workers themselves. It partly just reflects the fact that we aren't using some of the kind of modern methods of construction that you would see in other countries. Things like building modular housing, where houses are largely built in a factory off-site and then finished on the site where they're completed. Again, this is partially a legacy of the financial crisis. So a lot of construction firms after the crisis, naturally, once bitten, twice shy, they didn't want to invest or invest in new technology after the financial crisis, when they'd seen the kind of boom-bust cycle that they have
kind
in their
own business.
Kind
of phenomenal, though, that we could cut those numbers by 60,000 by introducing more modern methods of construction.
Yeah, well, I suppose it shows how far productivity in Ireland is below European countries. So we estimate that they're about 30% lower than in other European countries. So to put that in context, for the same amount of workers, you could be getting 30% more output, more houses, more hospitals, more transport equipment, all those sorts of things, if we were a bit more productive and efficient.
And what about money and investment? Because, you know, there's a lot of talk of the 14 billion Apple money being invested in infrastructure.
Yeah, so I suppose an important piece of context is that really we're already investing at a reasonably high level. So like last year, the broadest measure of investment from the government was just they spent about 13 billion on investment projects in Ireland. Now, there is the potential to ramp up some areas, but I suppose a lot of the barriers that we see are not necessarily money issues. So things like the planning system, things like the productivity in the construction sector that we discussed. So it's not simply a case of just throwing more money at it.
No, but are we throwing money into wasteful construction methods when we should be modernising?
Well, you could definitely get more bang for your buck if things were more productive, for sure. And like we highlight in the report, Ireland spends a relatively high amount of money on housing at the moment, and we don't seem to be getting great outcomes from that in terms of the public spend that we have.
And yeah, I think I better leave it there because I do need to move on. The report is available. People can read it themselves. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Niall Conroy, Senior Economist with the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council.